Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey.
All right, peace and love, y'all. Now, before we get this party started, we got to bounce it out to L.A. and say what up to our peeps, Chewy, Heidi, and Frank. What's going on, y'all?
What's up,
man?
Hey,
how you doing out there?
All right, so much to get to. Now, later, does Mariah Carey's autobiography have Eminem scared in these streets? We'll explain. And another rapper, Robert Van Winkle, a.k.a. the Ice Ice Baby, Vanilla Ice, has an upcoming biopic, and you'll be surprised who got the role to play him. Plus, Andrew Freund talks to Kevin Hart about his new show, Die Hard. And Gary, Kevin got some choice words for your ass. But first, show me what you got.
Well, Clint Eastwood is really, really mad, y'all, and suing several companies for falsely using his name and image to sell, check this out, y'all, CBD supplements. What? According to reports, Clint has filed two lawsuits seeking millions of dollars in damages from several CBD manufacturers and marketers, claiming that the companies have spread phony articles stating that Clint is quitting the movie business to focus on the CBD business. That's hilarious. Now, Clint is saying he has no part in the sale or promotion of the CBD business and wants these companies to come out with some money for using his name and likeness. Wow.
Okay.
As he should.
Okay. Brett, you think Clint Eastwood would actually make a great spokesperson for a CBD company? And who do you think would be a great spokesperson?
If he uses it, hell yeah, I do. But apparently he doesn't because he's mad and he's suing people. But I think Willie Nelson and our very own Frank.
Okay.
Yes.
Frank, do CBD.
I actually endorse a CBD company. It's strange you brought it up.
Thanks. Oh, you do?
I do. It's CBDistillery.com. And if you go to the website and type in my name, Frank, you get 20% off. And
look at
it's
that.
Fantastic stuff. Yeah. Really, CBD.
You know, I'm going to go and get you some CBD right now.
Yeah.
A little sleep better, anti-inflammatory.
Right.
It helps a lot of stuff. You
it
won't get high.
I would say, you know, Clint Eastwood, I think, is good for it because he always seems to be very uptight and very angry and a lot of, get off my lawn! Some CBDs. He's like, hey, enjoy yourselves.
Yeah.
I just mowed. It's nice.
Park on my lawn.
Park on the grass. I don't care. Yeah, the good, the bad, and the relaxed. It's fine. I don't care. Maybe he should endorse CBDs.
You know who's most abused in this situation? R&B singers.
Who?
R&B singers are so abused with their likeness.
Really?
When it comes to club flyers. Beyonce done been to every club in Atlanta. Ashanti is every pool party. Like, leave these R&B singers alone. They are not endorsing
That's
your
hilarious.
Little parties.
All right, well, we have something that you guys are definitely going to love. We love to do it. So let's all get really excited because it's time for...
Thirst Trapping with the Stars!
Nine seasons, and
we'll get it.
All right, and I got to tell you, this is exciting, too. This is a supersized edition. First up, it's everybody's favorite rapper... Nobody's jumping in with your favorite rapper? Okay, I'll tell you. Your favorite rapper is Drake.
Yes, it is.
He wanted to show the ladies... Well, I know. He wanted to show the ladies what he was working with by flashing his six-pack in a shirtless mirror selfie. Take a look, ladies. And Gary?
Child, that's a mess, honey. He ain't fine at all.
Why is that a mess, Gary? Why is that a mess?
He not fine. Plus, you know damn well he don't even have a good six-pack, number one. And that ugly scarf he got on his head just turned me completely off. So, no, it's not cute.
But, Gary, you got to give him credit. When you get
look
close
dangerous?
To 40 years old, for you to have without a pot belly, that you're doing pretty good. At the quarantine,
well, you haven't seen Chewy yet, honey.
Y'all
Chewy
know.
Got the doggone six-pack. I'd rather look at Chewy than to look at Drake.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Well, Chewy know how to rock his now. Now, Chewy make it do what it do.
Well, yeah, that's a different category,
honey.
But the question is that a thirst trap?
It's a thirst trap. Yeah, he thinks he
Because
looks...
it's in the mirror and he took the picture, but he's trying to look casual.
Oh, super casual.
No, look how he's showing his mouth.
He got the hand up so you could do the fake arm flex.
So he's
thirst trap.
It's a thirst trap, y'all. It's a thirst trap.
Well, y'all, Drake is not the only spicy thing happening on the Instagram. Future female soccer team owner Miss Eva Longoria decided to strut her stuff in a bikini with a selfie background that is just amazing, y'all. Like, look at it. Now, she looks absolutely gorgeous. And she captioned the picture, Saturday chillin'. Is this a thirst trap, y'all?
No.
It's a tough one.
I don't think so.
It's just kind of how she looks. Yeah, she always looks like that.
She put on a hat for it.
Yeah.
She's in the sun, stupid. She's protecting herself from melanoma.
She's not trying to flex. She don't have her legs cocked open. It's like she's not trying. Yeah. The scenery here is amazing.
She looks regular.
No thirst trap.
No.
Yeah, the destination is thirst trapping in this picture. It's like, where is that?
That mountain is thirsty. She looks really good, though, I will say.
Well, Kelly Ripa is thirst trapping her man, Mark Consuelos, again. She posted this picture on Instagram of her man wearing black sunglasses and barely anything with the caption, Sunday vibes, blue heart, squirt emoji, hashtag daddy. Oh, is this thirst trapping, y'all? What is he doing?
Well, he's not. The poor guy's just resting in the sun. Yeah. Not for him, no.
He's trying to auction him off. Hey, but he's pulled up his shorts to get more sun, so you never pull up shorts to get sun and take a picture
of yourself. Because it makes your wiener look bigger.
But no, he's still just like white thighs.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Yo, plus he's
got chicken legs. Look at these tiny little legs on Consuelos.
He skips legs.
He's got licorice stick every legs.
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree because Kelly and Mark's daughter, 19-year-old Lola Consuelos, posted a photo of herself in a white bikini that showcased her curvy physique. You think she's thirst trapping? Because I definitely think she is. The angle, pose, the bedroom shot, thirsty.
Hang on, it's Frank's attorney. Hold up. Before my client speaks here, I want to, as his attorney, I want to verify she is of age.
She's 19.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Cool, we're good.
Her bedroom looks like she's 13 years old.
Exactly.
Like,
what? I was just looking at that hair. She looking like a little girl.
Thirst trap.
She posted
it. It's a thirst trap, definitely.
It's a thirst trap. Absolutely.
Jail trap.
And straight from Cougar Town, or should I say Puma Town, look at Martha Stewart. You're trying to bring her sexy back right here. With a sultry selfie. She's a photo in the pool. With her frosty pink lipstick, shimmering eyeshadow, and mascara.
Yes.
She gave a little pout to the camera. So what do you think? Is Martha thirst trapping?
She's 78 years old.
Wow. 78 years old.
Honey.
I will tell you right now, I do not think it's a thirst trap because this is how I look when I'm trying to read text.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And after I snapped a photo.
Well, you know, people had jokes about Martha Stewart's sexy lip pouting photo. Well, you know, Chelsea Handler could not help but to recreate that thing, okay? Chelsea shared a photo on IG with the caption, I'm here to take at Martha Stewart's 48th swimming lesson. If I look good, if I look this good at 78, I better still have a pool to show myself off in. Now, y'all, did she nail this photo or what?
Yeah, she did.
But I gotta say, I think Martha looks better.
Martha looks better.
That thirst trap backfired on Chelsea because I agree with all of you. I think Martha looks way better. And her comment's like, if I look this good at 78, you don't look that good now.
Stop, Frank. Yeah. She's gonna get you.
All right, y'all. Up next, find out what actor got the role of Vanilla Ice in an upcoming biopic. We'll reveal who after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am super excited because I am getting ready to sit down with Kevin Hart and Natalie Emanuel to talk about their new action comedy, Die Hard, streaming only on Quibi.
Here's my question, why can't I be an action star?
Hit my car. No, I'm serious. I don't know why you're laughing, I'm being very serious.
Okay, Kevin, now the show is called Die Hard, not Die Hard, but it's Hart.
Yes, sir.
So I want to know, is there a John McClane inside you? Is there an inner Bruce Willis that you channel?
I would believe so, yes. I think that there's a fun version of that character inside me, and this was about me birthing that character.
Okay, Natalie, you throw down in this thing. Like, you're flipping, you're kicking, you're punching, you're throwing Kevin over your shoulder. Oh. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I felt so empowered and, like, just such a badass. I mean, you know, when the badassery that is inside gets to, like, come out physically, it's amazing. Shut up, Kevin. I'm answering. And I just had so much fun, and it was especially fun throwing Kevin across the room.
You know, I think the one thing that you did that was really well was use your stunt woman. I, on the other hand, I don't have a stunt man. I don't have a stunt team. What I do very well is embrace the moment. So a lot of the stuff that you see me doing in here, understand that, you know, it's some of my best work. There was a scene where I had to jump off of a roof and I fall and I hold on by one arm. And that was my toughest one because I didn't have a good grip and I honestly could have fell. But I just started saying WWTCD. And that's what would Tom Cruise do? And I just held on.
So I guess, Kevin, it begs, who now is the better action star, you or Dwayne Johnson?
I don't really consider Dwayne an action star. He's more like, what are the things on Sesame Street where they just...
A Muppet?
Yeah, that's what it is. He's one of those things. He's all, you know, does stuff for just like the kids and all that stuff. I'm more of a badass, you know, give you what you want, fire, explosion. I'm all bad guy lines. Like, what did you say to me? Or like, today won't be the last. But yeah, whatever. But you see it. I don't have to tell you.
I get it.
Andrew, you know.
I get it. And finally, Kevin, I know that you know Gary with the T, of course. Can you give a shout out to our beloved Gary? Could he make an action star? Could you two do a buddy comedy?
No, Gary could not. Gary, I've been telling Gary for years, the reason why is because of the shape of his legs. Okay? You tell Gary until he gets different legs that it's not going to happen. Okay? But you tell Gary I love him, though. And I mean,
I would say to Gary that this kind of... like lack of optimism, he can do anything he wants to do. That's what I'm gonna say, because you know,
there we go, a little misempowerment over
this
here.
Whole thing is about a man who's been put in a box, and so I think that the message is that we can do anything if we put the work
in. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Saying.
I bet if you see Gary legs, you take that back. I bet Andrew know that I'm right, because you ain't ever seen Gary Lake. Take your little empowerment speech and put it in your pocket, okay?
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. The show was hilarious. I absolutely loved it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, man. Good talk to you, Andrew.
It was so good.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms, at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am super excited because I am getting ready to sit down with Kevin Hart and Natalie Emanuel to talk about their new action comedy, Die Hard, streaming only on Quibi.
Here's my question. Why can't I be an action star?
In my car. No, I'm serious. I don't know why you're laughing. I'm being very serious.
Okay, Kevin, now the show is called Die Hard, not Die Hard, but it's Heart.
Yes, sir.
So I want to know, is there a John McClane inside you? Is there an inner Bruce Willis that you channel?
I would believe so, yes. I think that there's a fun version of that character inside me, and this was about me birthing that character.
Okay, Natalie, you throw down in this thing. Like, you're flipping, you're kicking, you're punching, you're throwing Kevin over your shoulder. Oh. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I felt so empowered and, like, just such a badass. I mean, you know, when the badassery that is inside gets to, like, come out physically, it's amazing. Shut up, Kevin. I'm answering. And honestly, I just had so much fun. And it was especially fun throwing Kevin across the room.
You know, I think the one thing that you did that was really well was use your stunt woman. I, on the other hand, I don't have a stunt man. I don't have a stunt team. What I do very well is embrace the moment. So a lot of the stuff that you see me doing in here, understand that, you know, it's some of my best work. There was a scene where I had to jump off of a roof and I fall and I hold on by one arm. And that was my toughest one because I didn't have a good grip and I honestly could have fell. But I just started saying WWTCD. And that's what would Tom Cruise do? And I just held on.
So I guess, Kevin, it begs, who now is the better action star, you or Dwayne Johnson?
I don't really consider Dwayne an action star. He's more like, what are the things on Sesame Street? Where they just...
A Muppet?
Yeah, that's what it is. He's one of those things. He's all, you know, it does stuff for just like the kids and all that stuff. I'm more of a badass, you know, give you what you want, fire, explosion. I'm all bad guy lines. Like, what did you say to me? Or like, today won't be the last. But well, whatever. But you see it. I don't have to tell you.
I get it.
Andrew, you know.
I get it. And finally, Kevin, I know that you know Gary with the T, of course. Can you give a shout out to our beloved Gary? Could he make an action star? Could you two do a buddy comedy?
No, Gary cannot. Gary, I've been telling Gary for years, the reason why is because of the shape of his legs. Okay? You tell Gary until he gets different legs that it's not going to happen. Okay? But you tell Gary I love him, though. And I mean,
I would say to Gary that this kind of like lack of optimism, he can do anything he wants to do. That's what I'm gonna say, because you know,
there's a little misempowerment over
this
here.
Whole thing is about a man who's been put in a box, and so I think that the message is that we can do anything if we put the work
in. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
What are you saying?
I bet if you see Gary legs, you take that back. I bet Andrew know that I'm right, because you ain't ever seen Gary Lake. Take your little empowerment speech and put it in your pocket, okay?
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. The show is hilarious. I absolutely loved it. Thank you guys.
Thank you, man. Good talk to you, Andrew.
It was so good.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
All right, you guys, put your thinking caps on, because this is a real relationship dilemma that we've got to try and solve. There's a woman named Evangeline Grace. Now, she shared her story on a blog called Medium about how she cheated on her now ex-husband at her bachelorette party many, many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
She cheated. She got drunk. She had sex with a stranger in a bathroom, one of Frank's favorites. And
me too.
But she still went through with the wedding. Wow. Now, here's where the dilemma comes in. So they got married. Nobody knew. He didn't know. The dilemma is, a few years later, she never told anybody. And now she finally told a friend, and a friend noticed how unhappy she was, and her friend gave her an ultimatum. You tell him what you did the night of your bachelor party, or I'm going to.
That's not the advice you give as a friend. You say, listen, if you're unhappy, then you should just leave him. You don't tell him.
By the way, her friend did end up telling.
What?
Her friend did end up telling the husband, and he filed for divorce a week later.
Okay, my thing is, yes, her friend should have told, because her friend was saving her. You know, her friend was letting her know that she didn't want her to be like a whoremonger in the town by any man talking about her.
Why not just get out? Like,
and I think that she did a good deed by telling, you know, for her. I mean, you know, sometimes you need your friends to help you.
She told her friend because she knew her friend was a rat and would run to her man and tell him, and she knew that reaction she was gonna get. She wanted out of that relationship. That's why she told her big mouth friend. Boom, that's exactly what happened.
This just says that if you are on a bachelor or bachelorette party, you should sleep with somebody else, just in case they did, and they tell you later that they did. Then you go, well, I did too.
And the bachelorette party is about to have sex the last time before you get married. So
I think we should have more.
That should be
parties.
A thing. Totally. That's fair.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.